谢谢大家的祷告。
Thank you everyone for your prayers.
过去的一个月的主的工作，能够顺利的在各地展开。
In the past month, God's work has been successfully continued on.
那今天呢，我要继续来交通，启示录的信息。
Today I will continue to share with you the message in the Revelation.
请我们大家打开启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
我们要看的是第十四章。
And turn to chapter 14.
这是启示录的第五个意象。
This is the fifth vision in Revelation.
我们在一个月前，我们交通了头五节。
A month ago, we shared the first five verses.
就是第一，这个第五个意象的第一个部分。
This is the first part of the fifth vision.
以十四万四千人作为那一个代表
，and that's represented by 144,000.
那今天我们要看的从第六节我们要看到二十节。
Today we'll read from verse 6 to 20.
一节英文，一节中文，我们轮流把这一段话念完。
We'll alternate between Chinese and English.
中文第六节，我又看见另有一位天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传给住在地上的人，就是各国各族各方各民。
Verse 7, and he said with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, because the honor of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven and the earth, and the sea and the springs of waters.
又有第二位天使接着说，叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大城，倾倒了，倾倒了。
But then another angel, the third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, If anyone worships a beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒。此酒真在神的愤怒的杯中存一不杂他要在圣天使和羔羊面前在火与硫磺之中受痛苦
And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever They have no rest day and night Those who worship the beast and his image And whoever receives the mark of his name
圣徒的忍耐就在此他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Right, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds followed with them.
我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
And another angel came out of the temple, crying out with a loud voice to him who said on the cloud, Put in your sickle and reap, for the harvest to reap come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
又有一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。
Then another came temple which is in heaven and he also has a sharp sickle
还有啊
then another angel the one who has power over fire came out from the altar and he called with a loud voice to him who had a sharp sickle saying put your sharp sickle in and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth because her grapes are ripe
那天使就把镰刀扔在地上收取了地上的葡萄丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。
And the wine press were thrown outside the city, and blood came out from the wine press, up to the horse's bridle for a distance of 200 miles.
路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21.
二十五节。
Verse 25,
我们要念到三十六节。
And we'll read until verse 36.
路加福音二十一章二十五节到三十六节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 25 to 36.
一样，我们轮流中文、英文来念。
Again, we'll alternate between Chinese and English.
二十五节，日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
26. Men fainting from fear and the expecting of the things which are coming upon the world, for the power of the heavens will be shaken.
那时，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾云降临。
But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看见无花果树和各样树它发芽的时候，你们一看见自然晓得夏天近了。
As soon as you put forth leaves, you are seated and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near.
我实在地告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
And heavens and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗，忽然临到你们。
For it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
那你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来到的事，得以站立在人子面前。然后我们最后看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 4.
十五节
Verse 15.
到十八节
Till 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十五节到十八节
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 15 to 18.
我们一样轮流来念哈
Again, we'll alternate.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
好，我们圣经就读这么多。
That's it for now for reading from the scripture.
我上一次讲的时候是九月中。
Last time we shared on this message, it's middle of September.
九月中什么事情发生呢
？What happened in the middle of September?
我那个时候站在讲台上，我记得我跟大家讲，诸位的存款、诸位的股票、什么基金，现在正在往下降。
So I was standing here sharing with everyone that all your investment, all your money, they're rapidly going down.
现在过了六个礼拜了。
So 6 weeks later,
还不见底。
We still haven't seen the bottom yet.
对。我上个月在中国。
So last month I was in China.
我遇到一些弟兄姐妹。
I met some brothers and sisters.
他说：“这个金融海啸，这是我第一次听到的新名词——金融海啸。”
This economic tsunami. This is the first time I heard this term.
已经从美国到了中国了。
Has reached from U.S. all the way to China now.
当然，已经先经过的是欧洲，然后现在转到中国。
Of course, it first passed Europe and now it reached China.
已经看见有许多的工厂发不出薪水了。
And they began to see a lot of factories they cannot pay their workers.
我碰到这个朋友是武汉的一位朋友。
This friend I met is from Wuhan.
他是外销这个打猎枪的那个瞄准镜，这个是外销美国，现在没有订单。
His business is to export scopes, hunting rifle scopes to the U.S. Now nobody's making orders for him.
那然后在广东的东莞那一带，深圳，那更不用说了。
And things are even worse in the Guangdong province.
失业的人，一直。每个月都在以成千上万的在成长。
And those who are losing their job every month are rising by tens of thousands.
工厂老板发不出薪水，干脆跑，一跑了之。
And when the factory owners, when they can't pay their workers, they just left.
所以现在所看见的现象不是单单美国的事情，这是全球。
So what you're seeing now is not just a problem for the U.S. but the entire world.
这就让我想起我们刚刚读的那段圣经，路加福音的二十一章。
That made me thought about the verses we just read in Luke chapter 21.
二十五节说的，地上的邦国也有困苦。
And it says the, in verse 25, it says the
nations.
The nations are also in, on the earth, dismay among nations.
所以，我们的的确确亲眼看见，从美国的总统、美国的财政部长，一直到欧洲的总统、总理，各国的财政部长、中央银行的行长，都在抓脑袋，怎么办？怎么办？要解决现在这个大的金融海啸。
So we can see that everyone in the U.S. starting from the president, everyone below him, also the president of various European countries, and their officials, they're all scratching their heads, wondering what should we do, what can we do.
这一次所发生的海啸，金融的海啸，远比在四川的地震所造成的影响更大、更远，时间要影响更长。
This economic tsunami has even greater and further effects than the earthquake in Sichuan.
所以主的话是很清楚地告诉我们。
So the Lord's words clearly tells us that
这些都是叫做产前的阵痛。
So these words all tells us that these are just signs of birth pain.
对。这个事情是要越演越深，越来越严重。
It will become deeper and more serious.
照主的话告诉我们，你如果读到启示录的十八章的时候
，His words it tells us that if you read until chapter 18,
这整个的系统
Revelation,
圣经用的词汇叫做大巴比伦。
This entire system, what the Bible you calls it the Big Babylon.
为什么用巴比伦呢？这个巴比伦这个字就是它的原文是巴别，巴别塔的巴别。
So why do we use the word Babylon? Because it originally from the word Babel, as in the Tower of Babel.
这个巴别塔的精神是什么？
What's the spirit of this? What's the whole point of this Tower of Babel?
这个巴别这个字的意思就是说，我们要建一个塔通天。
And the meaning of the word Babel means that we are to build a tower that will reach the heavens.
然后我们可以留名流芳万代。
So that our name will last till eternity.
这是代表一个巴别的精神。
This represents the spirit of Babel.
这就是整个人类的所谓人文主义的精神。
This is the spirit of the whole entire our culture, our human history.
Humanism.
这
个人文主义是高举人的人定胜天的这个精神。
Humanism raises high that the man can have overcome overcome all things.
那么你能够看得见，今天人的智慧聪明所搞出来的这整个的系统，有一天神说要倾倒，要崩盘了。用现代术语就是崩盘。
And you can see that everything that this whole entire system the humans established using their wisdom will one day collapse.
这次我在北京的时候听到这么两则的比较，一个说起来是笑话，但是实际里面包含的这个对今天的问题很有那种代表性。
So in Beijing, in the past month, I heard an analogy. It was meant to be a joke, but it's really apt for the time.
这个中国的精英分子说，你看我们中国现在搞到卖给你们美国什么有这个三聚氰胺的牛奶制品，有铅带着铅的这个玩具，还有这一些假药。
And so the joke starts out that say that the smartest people in China now say, look at you, U.S., we are able to export these poisonous milk and lead, toys that contain lead and also these fake drugs to you.
那你们美国人卖给我们中国什么玩意儿呢?
And what does the U.S. sell to us?
就是这些 subprime loan, 这些 package.
And the U.S. sells to the Chinese these subprime loan packages.
我们骗了你们，你们也骗了我们，到底谁骗谁?
We tricked you and you tricked us, so who's deceiving who?
你可以看到今天人的道德为着钱，为着这一切，什么事都干得出来。
You can see that today for how low the man's moral is that for money they can do just about anything.
而且都是最聪明的人做的事情。
And also done by the smartest people.
所以神在这里告诉我们，他要审判这个人的骄傲与人的虚假。
So here God tells us He will judge man what their fakeness and as well as their what they call their intellect.
当这个大巴比伦的系统有一天要在一日之间倾倒，灾难要一起临到。
On that day when this whole big Babylon will fall, the entire system will fall, everything else will follow as well.
这是圣经里面很清楚告诉我们的。
This is the Bible clearly tells us this.
那么跟我们现在正在这个 process 里头，正在这个步骤的里面。
And right now we are in the middle of that process.
我一直说，从我开始讲到启示录，今年这一年下来。
So I always say that from in the very beginning of this year, when I start talking about Revelation,
我越讲越害怕。
The more I talk about it, the more fearful I become.
为什么?
Why?
因为一面讲事情就一面发生。
Because as I'm speaking of these things are happening.
今天我要讲的是什么?
What am I going to share today?
十四章这一段话里面，神要让基督徒看见什么?
In chapter 14, what does God want Christians to see?
在十四章我们上一次看的是有一群人四十万四千他们出现在天上的锡安山。
So in the first section of chapter 14, we see that there will be a group of people, 144,000 of them, they will appear on the Mount Zion in the sky.
他们站在谁面前?
Who are they standing before?
站在羔羊的面前。
They're standing before the Lamb.
看到没有?
You see this?
这是我们上一次交通这段信息的时候那个主题。
That was the main theme of our last message when we're talking about this chapter.
然后地上就要发生许多的事。
And there will be many things happening on earth.
当这一批人出现在羔羊面前的时候,
When all these people appear before the Lamb,
下面一连就有六个天使做了我们今天要讲的从第六节到第二十节。这一段话里面所有的事情。
And then there will be six angels appearing one by one and that's what we're about to read. What we read in subsequent verses.
那么第一个天使
The first angel
做什么呢?
What did he do?
他说这个第一位天使飞在空中传一个福音叫做永远的福音。
And I saw another angel flying in mid-air having an eternal gospel to preach.
这是一个特别的字。
This is a very special word.
它有两个特点。
Two characteristics.
第一个特点是天使传福音。
The first one is that the angels are the one who are spreading the gospel.
我们读圣经的人，尤其新约里面，你就会发现这个福音的责任，神从来没有交给天使过。
For those who read the New Testament, you know that God had never given the responsibility of spreading gospel to angels.
请问福音的传福音的责任神交给谁？
May I ask you this? Whose responsibility did God give? Who did this responsibility God give to?
是基督徒。
The Christians.
对吗？所以我们都知道每一个基督徒都被神赋予一个责任，就是你要把这个福音，耶稣基督的福音来向这个世界传讲。
So every single Christian was given this responsibility that we need to spread the gospel to this world.
这是我们在福音书里面所认识的，这个神把这个责任给了基督徒。
So this is a responsibility that we all know from reading the Bible. This is a responsibility that was given to us.
现在这段圣经却让我们看见一个很特别的现象出现了。
But here this verse to give us allows us to see this very special happening.
当一批基督徒被提到了宝座之后，
When the Christians were raised to the throne,
你就看见地上就开始出现一个现象。
Now on earth you'll see this event happening, this phenomenon.
天使传福音。
The angels are the ones who are spreading the gospel.
他传一个什么福音呢？叫做永远的福音。
What kind of gospel is he preaching? It is called the eternal gospel.
那你来看看，天使传的福音跟我们人传的福音，基督徒传的福音有什么不同？
Let's take a look to see whether there are any difference between the gospel that the angels are preaching versus the ones that Christians are preaching.
那你看，他的对象是一样的，都是各国、各族、各方、各民，是全世界。
The audience are the same. It's all the nation, all the different tongues, it's the entire world.
我们基督徒所传的福音也是以世界为对象。
The gospel that us Christians preach also is targeted towards the world.
但是你仔细去读第七节，一直到这个整个的第七节，描述他这个永远的福音的内涵。
But if you read carefully, verse 7, which describes what this eternal gospel contains,
你会发现那个内涵跟我们平常传的福音的内涵重点不一样。
And you realize, you discover that the highlight is different from what we preach.
这里他说，应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他施行审判的时候已经到了。
Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come.
所以在这里的强调的点是说审判，神的审判，你世界上的人要敬畏神。
So here the emphasis is on God's judgment. People of the world, you should fear God.
第二个重点，应当敬拜那创造天地海众水泉源的这一位，创造万有的这一位。
And the second point is worship him who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and the springs of water.
所以永远的福音有两个重点。
So the eternal gospel has two emphasis.
第一，看见神创造的伟大。
First, to see the greatness of God's creation.
第二，看见神公义的审判。
And also, second, to see His righteous judgment.
告诉地上的人，在这个时候，我们需要敬畏神，来面对神的审判。
And here it tells people of this world that we should fear, that they should fear God.
这是天使传的福音。
And this is the gospel that the angels preach.
跟人传的福音不一样。
It's different from the gospel that
we preach. 我们传的福音不但讲到神的审判，我们更还有一个重要的因素。
And the gospel we preach not only talked about God's judgment, but also there's a very important key
element. 这个因素是什么呢？
And that element is
就是耶稣基督的救赎。
The salvation of Lord Jesus.
这是天使的福音里头他没有办法讲的。
This is something that's lacking, that he cannot talk about in the angel's gospel.
为什么天使没有办法讲，而我们可以讲呢？
Why the angel can't talk about this, but we can?
能够看出它的差别吗？
Can you see the difference?
因为天使没有尝过耶稣基督救恩的这一个恩典。
Because angel had never tasted the Lord's salvation.
天使有没有犯罪？
They never sin.
有。
Did they ever sin? Yes, they do.
第一个犯罪的就是魔鬼，就是 Lucifer, 这个天使长，他把自己变成魔鬼。
The very first one is the captain of the angels, Lucifer. He turned himself into the
devil. 然后有三分之一的天使跟着他一起背叛神的权柄。
And then also the one third of the angels, they rebel against God and to follow him.
但是神从来没有爱过天使，为天使舍命，十字架的救赎不是为天使预备的。
But God never said He loved the angels. He never sacrificed Himself for the angels, and the salvation of the cross is not for the angels.
而我们这些罪人，我们虽然跟魔鬼一样犯了背叛神的罪。
But yet sinners like us, even though we commit the same sin, rebellion as Satan.
但是我们却蒙恩典。
But we were blessed.
我们神告诉所有的罪人，神爱什么？是。
And he tells all the sinners that God loves the people of the world.
神预备他的儿子来成为我们这些罪人的救赎，这个是我们传的福音。
He prepared his son for our salvation. This is the gospel that we preach.
所以你能够看得出来，这个恩典的时代到这个时候结束了。
So you can see from now the time of grace until that point has ended.
看到没有？现在讲的，现当天使出来传福音的时候。恩典结束了，现在面对的是审判。
So when the angels come out to preach, the era of grace has ended, and now it's time for judgment.
第二个天使，第八节。
The second angel, verse 8.
接着说，叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大臣倾倒了，倾倒了。
Fallen is the Babylon of the great.
也就是这段话的解释的细节是十八章。
So what this explains is in chapter 18.
那么我们在这里要提一提，就是说整个这个时候天使要宣告这个世界的系统开始要崩盘了。
So but what we need to take away from this is that the angels are proclaiming that the entire system will now collapse.
也就是这个世界要进入神的审判。
In other words, this whole entire world will enter into judgment of God.
第三个天使。
The third angel.
又大声地说。
And saying with a loud voice,
人拜兽和兽像，在额上或在手上受了印记，这人也必喝神大怒的酒，此酒真在神愤怒的杯中存一不杂，他要在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦。这也是宣布人要接受神的审判。哪些人呢？凡是拜兽的人。
And so starting from verse 9, the angel says, If anyone worships a beast and his image and receives the mark on his forehead or his hand, he is also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. So what this is proclaiming is that God's judgment is coming. It's here.
那这个时候你就知道啊，当这一批基督徒被提的时候，地上有谁在掌权呢？
So you can see that when this group of Christians, when they were raised, who is in charge on this earth?
敌基督。
The Antichrist.
这一个兽就是十三章我们那次讲的那个兽，他在地上掌权，那么地上所有的人都要拜他。
And so this beast, which you talk about in chapter 13, he is in control. And he is ruling the world. And then all those people of this world, they are worshiping him.
假先知要做一个像，这个兽的像，叫全世界的人都来拜这个像。
The false prophet, they will make this idol, and everyone will worship this idol.
那无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。除了有这个印记之外，都不能做买卖。
And all those who regard you rich or poor and young or old, they will all bear this mark on their hands. And without that mark, they cannot do any transactions.
所以为人为了生活就趋于现实，就向这个兽下拜。
And for those who want to survive, they bow down before this idol.
那么现在第三位天使就宣告，凡是趋于现实向这个兽下拜，受得他的兽像的人。通通要喝这个神大怒的酒。
And so now this third angel proclaims, now all those who bow down before the idol, they will now drink from the cup of wrath from God.
那么这个中间就有一批人，他们不向这个兽屈膝。
And among these people, there are a group of them who did not bow their knees to the beast.
他们宁可生活上有极大的难处、极大的逼迫，他们也不向这个兽。下拜，因为他不是神。
There are this group of people, they rather face difficult challenges and persecutions in daily life, rather than bow down to the beast because they know that is not the true God.
十二节，我们一起念。圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的人。
Verse 12, here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus.
所以这一群基督徒他们还在地上的时候他们要受极大的考验。
So this group of Christians, while they're still on earth, they will face a great challenge.
这个受就是说这个敌基督与这个假先知要逼迫那一切不拜受的人。
This beast, this Antichrist and the false prophet, they will persecute all the Christians and everyone who does not bow down to beast.
那有人因着不拜就被杀了。
And there are those who are killed because they are not willing to bow down.
因为这是十三章很清楚告诉我们的。
Because in verse 13 it clearly tells us this.
好，那么现在主对这一群为着主的见证不向受下拜的人主有这些话说第十三节
and so for those people who would not bow down to the beast God has these following words for them
我们一起念十三节我听见从天上有声音说你要写下从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了圣灵说是的他们习了自己的劳苦做工的果效也随着他们
verse 13 let's read together and I heard a voice from heaven sayingRight, blessed are the dead who have died in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them.
So in that 几年的里头
so in those few years,
基督徒在地上受到极大的逼迫
Christians on this earth will receive great persecution.
但是靠着主的恩典他们能够胜过那个受的逼迫
However, by God's grace, they will have victory over the persecution from the beast.
他们的得胜让主得荣耀。
And their victory glorifies God.
好，这个时间过去以后。
And then after that time, this time.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我又观看，见有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud was one like a son of man, having golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand.
请问这是谁?
May I ask you this, who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
如果你不知道, you are in big trouble.
If you don't know who this is, you're in big trouble.
这一位就是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
他出现在哪里呢?
Where did he appear from?
他现在告诉我们
He tells us,
他现在已经在云上
He's in the clouds
这是很重要的一个信号
This is a very important sign
本来主在哪里在这一章的开始在哪里
In the beginning of this chapter, where was he?
啊，高第一节羔羊站在锡安山
In the very first verse, it says the lamb was standing on Mount Zion
这个锡安山不是地上的锡安山是天上的锡安山。
This Mount Zion is not the one on earth, but rather the one in heaven.
这是主耶稣本来在的位置。
This is the position where he was originally standing.
现在来到了十四节的时候，告诉我们他从那个位置换了，出现在哪里呢？在云上。
But now it tells us that he changed his position from the heavens. Now he's standing.In the cloud.
对不对他坐在云上然后就有一个天使对他说把你的镰刀丢下来
And then he was sitting in the clouds and the angels told him that to throw down your sickle
干嘛
To do what?
因为收割的时候已经到了地上的庄稼已经熟透了
For the hour of reap has come because the harvest of the earth is ripe
所以你就知道这个地上的庄稼指着谁说的
So you know that the harvest on this earth, who is this talking, referring to? Who is this referring to?
基督徒
This is referring to the Christians.
主耶稣现在他要来收他的庄稼
Our Lord Jesus here now to harvest his crop.
所以这段话是应验了保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章所告诉我们
So this is matches what Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians.
刚刚我们读圣经的时候我带大家读帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。
We just read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
这里这一段话里头十七节说得很清楚。
It's clearly laid out here in verse 17.
我们刚刚念的。
We just read.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到哪里？云里。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up to where? Caught up to the, together into the clouds.
对不对？在空中与主相遇。
And they're meeting the Lord in the clouds.
所以在这个地方是很清楚的讲到云在空中。
So here it clearly says that the cloud is in mid-air.
这是整个教会被提了。
This is the, when the entire church was raised up.
看出来了没有？这一段是个很重要的一个基督徒的一个经历。主回来的时候，他要把整个的教会被提到空中云上与主相遇。
This is a very important experience that every Christian should know that when the Lord returns, the entire He will raise the entire church into mid-air to meet with Him.
这个时候，庄稼已经熟了。
And at this time, the crops are ready.
好，那我就要问问大家一个问题。
So let me ask you this.
十四章的前面，就是我们上一次讲的这十四万四千人，他们有一个特殊的，他们有好几个特点，中间有一个特点叫做出熟的果子，有没有？
And if you remember in the first section of chapter 14 that we read previously, there are several special characteristics about the 144,000, and one of which is called the ripe fruit that's really
the first fruit.
They're called the first fruits, if you remember.
在第四节。
It's in verse 4.
在第四节的最后一句话。
It's the last sentence in the verse 4.
他们是从人间买来的，下面说什么？做出熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb.
所以你在这里看到有一个很清楚的对照。
So you can see this clear contrast.
有一批人叫做初熟的果子。
There will be a group of people who are called the first fruits.
另外有一批人叫做熟透的庄稼。
And another group is called the ripe, ripe crops.
所以你如果是搞农的人，你就懂这个什么意思。
So if you're a farmer, you know what that means.
啊，就是在整个要成熟之先有一批很少的一批，他们会先熟。
So that means, among all the different crops, there will be this small amount that they will mature first. They will become ripe first.
这个叫做初熟的果子。
This is what's called the first fruits.
然后还要等一段时间。
And then you need to wait a while.
这段时间过了，然后就是全部都熟。
And after that, the rest of the crops become.
所以你会发现被提。都必须有一个必要条件。
So you realize in order for you to be raised up, there is this requirement.
不是 raised up,
rapture. To be raptured, there's this requirement.
这是一个特别的字。要在主回来之前能够被 rapture 的人，他的必要条件是什么？
So in order for you to be raptured before our Lord returns, there's this requirement.
就是成熟。
And that is, you need to be ripe.
啊，必须成熟。
You must be ripe.
所以这个基督徒我们刚刚得救的时候我们是被圣经称为什么刚刚得救的时候
So as Christians when we were first saved what are we called?
才生的婴孩有没有
We're called newborn babies newborn infants
这句话在哪里有
Where was this shown?
彼得前书
First Peter
二章
Chapter 2
我们打开来看呢
Let's take a look
彼得前书二章
First Peter chapter 2
第二章第一节第二节
Verse 1 and 2
彼得前书二章第一节第二节所以你们既除去一切的恶毒诡诈假善嫉妒一切毁谤的话第二节一起念就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样 叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。看见没有？
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. Therefore, putting aside all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
所以在这里很清楚的，我们所有刚刚得救的基督徒，在神的眼光看我们就是什么？才生的婴孩。
So for all Christians, when we're first saved, to, in God's eyes, we are just like the newborn baby.
一个婴孩的特色是什么？
The characteristic of a baby is
渴慕什么？
It longs for what?
奶。
It longs for milk.
因为它要生存。
Because it needs to survive.
它要长大。
It needs to grow.
它必须吃奶。
In order to do so, he must drink milk.
这个是我们大家成长的过程，我们都应该懂。
This is how we grew up, so I'm sure all of you know this.
然后呢，一段吃奶之后，自然而然就开始进入要吃干粮。
And then after a period where you must drink milk, then you enter a period where you eat food, solid food.
我们肉体的生命是这样长大的。
This is how our fleshly life grows.
那现在我们属灵的生命是否也是这样，从吃奶到最后能够吃干粮？
Isn't it also the same how our spiritual life grows, that we've moved from stage of drinking milk to taking of solid foods?
那么所以你就知道，一个基督徒他的生命必须长大。
So you know the spiritual life of a Christian, they must mature.
不能永远停留在babyhood, 就做婴孩的状态。
They can never remain just as a baby.
今天很稀奇啊。
But amazingly,
在基督徒中间
among the Christians,
很多的时候我们发现
a lot of times we discover that,
信主五年十年了
those who have believed, become believers for 5-10 years,
还在抱一个大奶瓶
they still have their baby bottle.
啊，这就不可爱了。
Now, that's not cute anymore.
几个月的 baby 抱大奶瓶好 cute。
You know, a couple of several month old baby holding their bottle is very cute.
十岁的还在抱大奶瓶，那有问题了，这不是 cute.
For a 10-year-old to be still holding their bottle, that's not cute. There's a problem there.
这是一个很让神担忧的一件事情。
This is something that really worries God.
对，但是我们的基督徒却无所谓，我们反正。就是在教会里面每个礼拜或者一年来两次混一混就可以了。
But for Christians, we didn't think too much of it. For us, we feel like it's okay for us to just show up every week or once or twice in the year.
我今天要借的十四章这段话。
So today I would like to use the words in chapter 14.
要来对每一个基督徒有一个挑战。
To challenge every one of you Christians.
这个挑战是什么？
And that is,
就是我们就要面对一个非常重要的事实，就是主耶稣的第二次再来。
We're about to face a very important truth, and that is His, our Lord Jesus' second coming.
这件事情已经不是叫做天方夜谭，很远很远的事，它就在眼前。
It's not something that's far, far away from it. It is right in front of us.
那么我们就要知道，这个世界整个的光景是要照着主的话所说的，一步一步朝着那个方向走。
And we must realize that the world will happen according to what God says in the Bible, one by one.
会有天灾。
There will be calamities.
会有人祸。
And there will be disasters.
会有恐怖的事。
And there will be horrific things.
我们现在不是正在反恐吗？
Aren't we in an era of anti-terrorism?
十七章就用这个字 ,terror.
In chapter 7,
21章，我们刚刚读的21章就讲，路加21章就用这个字，它可怕的异象，英文就是 terror.
And in Luke chapter 21 that we just read, that's the exact same word that was used in the Bible, terror.
海啸、瘟疫、
tsunami, plague.
这些都是照着主告诉我们的话，一样一样正在上演中。
These are the things that God has told us already, and they are happening right now, one by one.
那么主耶稣的回来就是一个马上要发生的事实。
And our Lord's coming, second come, our Lord's return is something that will happen soon.
如果你相信圣经的真理是这样子告诉我们，
If you believe the truth in the Bible,
那我现在要提醒的就是说，我们必须要能够被提到主面前。
And what I must remind you that we must be able to be raptured before the Lord.
那么被提的条件 我们一起说是。
And the requirement for to be raptured is, let's say together,
成熟
to be mature.
抱奶瓶就不行。
You can't do this holding a bottle.
你必须成熟。
You must mature.
所以这个是我们每一个基督徒必须在头脑上要有清醒的认识。
So this, for every Christian, we must have this clear understanding.
那么这个 成熟呢有两批、啊。
And there are two groups of people who will become mature.
叫做初熟的果子。
One of them which will be called the first fruit.
一批是整个的教会一同都要成熟。
And the second group is the entire church, they will all、mature together.
那么成熟它是你去看在大自然中那个庄稼是怎么成熟的。
If you go and look at how the crops mature in nature,
你会发现庄稼的成熟它要收那个本来是绿色的不管麦子也好麦田或者是稻田本来是绿的。
And you'll discover that regardless of what kind of crop it is, they all start the same. Originally they start out as green.
它怎么会变成金黄？
How did they become golden, take on that golden yellow color?
怎么会发生的?
How did that happen?
你会发现在自然界它有一个步骤。
And you will realize that in the natural world, there's this step to it.
一个,
there's this process.
到要熟的时候,天不下雨了。
That, the first thing is, but when the time the crops is to be matured, the sky will no longer rain.
第二,就有什么?大的太阳。
And second, then there will be the sunlight, this intense sunlight.
大的太阳暴晒这一个绿油油的作物。
And then the intense sunlight will shine down on these green, crops.
所以在短短的几个一两个星期里头。
And in short, weeks that follow, just one or two weeks.
本来是绿的，现在变成什么？黄的。
What was originally green now becomes yellow.
这是在自然界的一个现象。
This is a phenomenon in the natural world.
你会发现属灵上也是如此。
And you discover that this is the same in the spiritual world.
你会发现在主回来之前，神的儿女要遭遇许多的艰难。
And you discover that before our Lord's return, the children of God will encounter many, many difficulties.
世界上的人面临艰难，这个并不稀奇。
People of this world facing difficulty, that's nothing strange.
神的儿女会面临比世人所碰到的艰难性质不一样的艰难。
But the children of God, they will face challenges that are different from the world, the ones the people of this world faces.
我们所碰到的是因为我们的信仰而造成的逼迫。
The challenge that we face is due to, and the persecution that we receive is due to our faith.
这是主耶稣所说的，为义受逼迫。
And this is what Lord Jesus said, you are persecuted for righteousness.
因为我们不与世人一样同污合流。
Because we are different from the people of this world. We do not go with together along with them.
我们是要做一个诚实的儿女。
We want to be a trustworthy children.
但这个世界是一个虚谎的世界。
However, this world is full of deceit and lies.
你看现在发生的事情。
And looking at what's happening right now.
你要找什么是真的，找不到，都是假的。
It's really hard to find what's real because everything is
fake. 但是基督徒必须活在真理的里头。
However, as Christians, we must live in the truth.
但是这个你就要预备付代价。
However, be prepared that you must pay the price.
当你不跟世人一样同污合流的时候，
When you're different from the world, the people of this world, when you don't go along with them,
世界要逼迫你。
The world will persecute you.
人会造各样的坏话来毁谤你。
And people will say various deceitful things, slanderous things against you.
在这段时间，甚至你不去拜那个兽。
And this time, if you choose not to worship the beast,
你不能买，你也不能卖。
You cannot buy or sell.
请问你怎么吃饭？
Let me ask you this, how can you live, how can you eat?
你马上就面临生活的问题。
You will immediately face the challenge of life.
所以这个时候你会发现基督徒的苦难 跟世人所受的苦难在性质上还不一样。
So you discover that the nature of the kind of difficulty that Christians will face versus those of this world are different.
那主对我们的要求是说忍耐。
And the requirement our Lord has for us is that we need to endure.
要忠心。
And to be faithful.
不妥协。
Do not compromise.
这个是在这段话里面我们看得非常重要的。
This is a very important key fact in these words that we read.
那么另外一方面呢，神要施行大的审判。
On the other hand, God will have great judgment.
兽在地上的时候，他有七年风光的时间。
Yes, it's true. When the beast has ruling power on the earth, he will have glorious 7 years.
神给他的时间就是七年。
And God only gave him 7 years.
他在这个地上受到全世界人的崇拜。
On this earth, he received worship from everyone on this earth.
他能够得着政治权、经济权、军事权。
He is able to receive political power, economic power, and military power.
甚至宗教权。
Even religious power.
都在他的掌握中。
He controls all.
他好像神一样。
He is like God.
基督徒，我们怎么样来胜过这一个逼迫的灵？
So as Christians, how can we have victory over this persecuting spirit?
你看主耶稣的话，我们今天要来一起读，然后我们就要结束这段讲道。
Let's read our Lord's words and then we'll end our message today.
我们来读的是路加福音21章，我们刚刚念。
Let's turn to Luke of chapter 21 we just read.
第一是28节。
First is verse 28.
一有这些事，21章28节。
Chapter 21, verse 28.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
中英文一起来。
English, Chinese together.
一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得数的日子近了。所以在这里告诉我们，当世人在那里哀哉哀哉的时候。
So here, when it tells us that when the people of this world say, woe, woe.
为什么 woe, woe?
Why did I say this?
养老金没有了，存款没有了。
It's because your 401ks are gone. You don't have any savings.
基督徒要怎么样？
As Christians, we need to
挺身昂首
and lift up our heads.
下面说，得数的日子近了。
Because your redemption is near.
这个时候就显出你的信心到底是钱呢，还是神呢？
So here it reveals whether your faith is based on the money or God.
钱是神，这个时候就 whoa whoa。
For those who view the money as God, they will say, whoa, whoa.
那哀哉哀哉啊。
And they will say, whoa, whoa.
如果是我们的神是坐宝座的。
But however, if they view of God, that's the one sitting on the throne.
那我们要唱什么？
And then we need a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then we need to sing hallelujah.
不是阿 Q 精神。
This is not being optimistic.
这个不是 optimistic. 阿 Q 懂不懂啊？明明不是，你说是。
This is not twisting the truth from what is not is and turn it into what is.
好的。你明明不是，你明明是穷光蛋，你却想我是大富翁，这叫阿 Q。
So what it means to have the spirit of 阿 Q is if you're very poor but you say you are a millionaire.
对，那是自己骗自己。
This is deceiving yourself.
但是基督徒不是阿 Q 啊。
However, Christians are not like that. They were not self-deceiving.
基督徒是有一个事实在那里。
There is a certain truth there.
这个事实是什么？
And the truth is,
得数的日子近了。
The day of redemption is drawing near.
因为我们所信的这位主耶稣马上就要怎么样？坐宝座了。
Because the Lord Jesus that we believe in, He will soon take the place on the throne.
So, 今天看起来坐在宝座上。
Today it may seem that the beast is sitting on
the throne. 全世界都要来敬拜他。
The whole entire world will worship him.
但是我们心里面知道。
But in our hearts we know.
他再得意。
No matter how glorious he may seem.
总共七年。
He will only have 7 years.
七年完了以后。
And after that 7 years.
神要把他与所有拜他的人通通溜扔到什么硫磺火湖里头去。
God will put him and as well as all those who worship him into the lake of fire.
基督徒，如果你能够忍耐的话，神有大的奖赏。
Christians, if you can endure, God will have this great thing for you.
所以我们的将来比他们的将来，那是 day and night, 天黑夜与白天的差别。
Our future versus their future is like day and night.
好，下面我们再读第二处。
Let's read from second place.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
你要谨慎，恐怕贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。
Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with the dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life.
所以告诉就警告基督徒。
Here warns Christians.
世界的人是吃喝醉酒，好像没有明天了。今朝有酒，今朝醉。
It warns us that people of this world, they drink and eat as if there's no tomorrow.
这是我到四川赈灾去看，第二次去看他们。
So this, I returned to Sichuan province to, for the second time to look at the condition of how the rebuilding is going.
这一次对我一个很深的一个印象是什么？
I have this very deep impression.
在这个废墟围楼的这个中间，
Among the ruins, surrounded by the ruins.
你猜本地的人在做什么？不管城市都江堰的人也好，或者乡下那个什么北川的人也好。
Guess what the locals are doing, regardless whether they're in the cities or in the countryside. What are they doing?
你们猜
？Guess what they're doing?
在这个大的围楼，在这百废需要重建的这个当儿，这本地人在做什么
？Sitting amongst these ruins, this building that needs to be rebuilt. What are these people doing?
搓麻将。
They're playing mahjong.
不是一两桌，几百桌。
It's not just one or two tables, but hundreds of tables.
所以，我发现第二件事情 shocking 是什么？
So second thing that shocks me is
这是外面新闻很少报道，只有一小块而已。
This is something that the media does not report on. It's only a very small portion.
五月十二号是大地震，对不对？
The earthquake happened on May 20th.
然后
May 12th.
May 12th.
May 12th.
加起来是八就对了。
So it adds up to eight.
九月二十四，你们知道什么事情吗
？And do you know what happened on September 24th?
没人知道，因为
Nobody knows.
这个只是一个小块的新闻。
Because this is only a small portion of the news.
但是九月二十四发生的事情并不亚于。5月12号发生的事。
However, what happened on that day is not no smaller than what happened on May 12th.
但政府没有向外宣布。
However, the government did not announce.
你只有去了问当地人，当地人会告诉你。
Only the government did not make any of this knowledge known to outside world. Only when you go there and ask the people there, you will know.
那天从半夜开始暴雨。
On that day, starting in the middle of the night, the rain was pouring down.
然后闪电打雷
And there were lightning.
那这有什么稀奇？不稀奇。
What's so strange about that?
不，非常稀奇。
No, it's very strange.
那个雷一直打到第二天。
The lightning continued until the next day.
轰轰轰是没有停，他们算了是一万九千次。
It did not stop, and they counted it. There were 19,000 lightning happening continuously.
这些雷是打在你的头上了，不是打在远远的地方，打在你的头上了。
And the lightning did not happen from far away, but rather right where you are.
从北川一直打到成都。
And it happened from Beichuan all the way to city of Chengdu.
你去问当地的人，通通要告诉你，那个声音简直是天崩地裂的那种可怕。
And you can ask anyone there. It's just so frightening. It sounded as if the sky and the earth is splitting open.
然后这个泥石流，因为是暴雨，这个泥石流就从山上冲下来。
And because it was pouring rain, the mud there were mud flow and flow for all the way from the mountains all the way down.
两个村子没有了。
Two entire villages were covered.
死了多少人没有公布，因为没有人知道死了多少人。
The casualty were unknown because nobody knows how many people were there.
我去看北川，本来地震已经是一片废墟。
I went to Beichuan, originally due to the earthquake, it was all just ruins.
然后九月二十四，这个泥石流又把这个 已经是废墟的再盖上去。
And then the mud flow from
整个就是全部盖在那个 mud 底下。
And the mud flow on the 24th now covers all the ruins. Now everything is under the mud.
人家问我
Other people ask me,
这是什么意思？
What does all this mean?
我心里面的感觉就是醒一醒啊。
The feeling in my heart is that wake up.
这是一个很强大的一个信号。
This is a very strong signal.
人啊，醒一醒啊。
Man, wake up.
不要再醉生梦死了。
Do not be continually live your old lives.
人的罪使我们活在神的震怒底下，这是罗马书与诗篇九十篇讲得很清楚。
Our sins have caused us to live under God's wrath. This is clearly stated in the book of Romans.
但是问题是在这里，有的人被敲醒了，有的人还在沉睡。
However, the problem is, some people have awakened from all this shaking, but some of them are still asleep.
我盼望神现在正在全世界所做的事情，在大陆可能你看见的是地震，但是在美国你看见的是海啸，是金融海啸。
So I hope that you can see that everything that God is doing all over the world, in China it may be an earthquake, but here in the US it's an economic tsunami.
人所依靠的财富、财产、人、儿女、父母，在一短短的一段时间里头，几分钟之内，通通烟消云散。
Everything that we rely upon, our material goods, possessions, our wealth, the people around us, everything can be taken away in a matter of seconds.
人，你的前途是什么？
What is your future?
你的依靠是什么？
Who do you rely upon?
现在神要告诉我们，他是我们的避难所。
Here God tells us that he is our shelter.
他是我们的高台。
He is our stand.
他是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
He is our help in our time.
依靠耶和华的人，什么好处都不缺。
Those who rely upon God, they will not wanting.
现在是人说了算还是神说了算？
Now whether it's what God says counts or what man says counts.
人啊，你在神的面前，你要谦卑啊。
Before God, man must humble himself.
这一次在大地震的时候，温家宝说了一句很重要的话。
This time during the earthquake, our premier Wen said a very important thing.
他站在那个废墟的上面，他说：“大自然是可畏的。”
He stood amongst the ruins and says, "Nature is to be feared."
他有一个敬畏的心啊。
He has a fearful heart.
因为他看见了。
Because he can see.
他醒过来了。
He woke up.
你去看他做的诗，你就知道。
If you read his poems, you'll realize this.
基督徒，今天我们不能再沉睡了。
Christians, we can no longer afford to be asleep.
神今天正在摇，用尽各样的方法要把我们这沉睡的灵摇醒。
Today, God is shaking us. He's using every way possible to wake us up.
因为有一个伟大的事实要发生，就是他的儿子要荣耀的第二次再来。
Because there's this great truth that's about to happen, that his son will return second time gloriously.
他的教会必须准备好。
And his church must be prepared.
所以神用他所有的手段要把所有沉睡的基督徒唤醒。
So therefore God used every single means that he has to wake up every single Christian.
否则的话，我们就要跟这个大巴比伦一起沉沦。
Otherwise we will fall along with this
Babylon. 你如果去读十八章，圣经有一句话说，大巴比伦倾倒了，我的名啊，要从这个里面出来，出来。
And if you read Chapter 18, you'll see there's a verse here that says, the big Babylon has fallen, and my spirit will rise out of it.
所以我盼望从14章里面我们能够看到神的手正在这一个地球上做工。
So I hope, it's my hope that through chapter 14 you can see that the hands of God is working right now on this earth.
我们每一个基督徒都要准备好。
Every Christians, we must prepare.
你如果注意这里，我们刚刚读的二十一章《路加福音》。
If you pay attention to Luke chapter 21 that we just read,
不能，世人是贪食、醉酒、今生的思虑累住我们的心，我们都没有时间在想别的事，天天为吃什么、喝什么，哎，我的儿子、我的孙子、我的家，在那边忧虑。
We are troubled and worried by all these worldly things that are taking up all our time and thoughts.
但是一个也跑不掉。
But none of you can
escape. 那日子如同网罗忽然临到你们。
And that day will be like...
34.
And on that day it will be like...
34.
Oh, like a trap. And that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap.
对。然后35，那日子要这样临到全地的人，全世界的人。
In verse 35, for it will come upon all those who dwell on the face of all the earth.
一个也跑不掉。
No one can escape.
啊，今天很多人在大陆都要跑到美国来，在美国都要跑到大陆去，我不知道都像王没有头的苍蝇一样，跑来跑去，一个也跑不掉。
A lot of people nowadays, those who are living in China, try to escape to U.S. Those who live in U.S. try to escape to China. But let me tell you, none of them will be able to escape. No one will.
但是有一个地方可以逃，要不要听？
But however, there is one place you can escape to.
不在美国，也不在中国，也不在欧洲，哪里也不是。
It's not anywhere on this earth.
注意，我们一起念三十六。
Pay attention to verse 36.
你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
Verse 36, but keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man.
这里有一个地方我们可以真正的逃。
There is this place we can truly escape to.
逃到哪里？
Where can we escape to?
站在人子面前。
To the place standing before the man, Son of Man.
这是什么？
Where is this?
就是 rapture.
What is this? This is rapture.
这就是被提。
This is rapture.
这是基督徒给我们唯一的出路。
This is the only out for us as Christians.
那我们 有八个字是我们要做的事。
There are eight things that we need to do.
时时警醒。
Be alert at all times.
常常。祈求
Pray often.
难不难
These are the eight words that we need to be doing. Is that hard to do?
难不难
Is it hard to do?
说难蛮难的
If you say it's hard, yes, indeed it's quite hard.
为什么
It could be hard.
因为你看那三个门徒就知道了
Because just look at those three disciples, you'll be able to
realize. 在科西玛尼园的故事啊
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
主耶稣马上要上十字架了。
Our Lord Jesus was about to go on the cross.
他到克西马尼园祷告。
He went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray.
带了三个最好的门徒。
He brought his three best disciples.
主耶稣的情形在那天晚上是什么情形？
What kind of condition he is in?
他说：“我的心忧愁，几乎要死。
My heart is sad until to the point is I'm almost die.
他祷告。汗如血点流下来。
He prayed so intently that his sweat is like blood.
他对门徒说：“难道你们不能与我警醒片时吗
？”He asked his disciples, "Can't you just stay awake for a little while?"
门徒都说：“是是，当然我们要跟你警醒。
”And all his disciples said, "Yes, yes, we will stay awake with you."
耶稣前面走出去，他们后面在干嘛？
And as Jesus was walking up, up to the mountain, and
the disciples were... 又告诉他们, and when, 醒一醒啊, 跟我一起祷告。是是是, 跟你一起祷告。
And when Jesus returned, he saw his disciples doze off again. He called, telling them to stay awake, and they said, yes, yes. Again, they said, they agreed they will stay awake.
耶稣又走了, 他们三个人又干嘛了?
And when he departed again, the three again, they...
干嘛? 他们搞了几次啊?
Again, they do what they do? How many times?
每一次都答应说好好好，我们要跟你祷告。
Every single time they say yes, yes, we will stay awake and pray with you.
每一次都呼呼大睡。
But yet every time they doze off.
所以你就知道祷告容易不容易啊。
So from that you can see, is it easy to pray?
越到需要祷告的时候，我们的肉体就又越休息，越安息安。哎，我平常睡不着觉，到了聚会一定睡觉。
The more we come to a time of need to pray, the more the flesh will make it easier for you to fall asleep. So sometimes if you have problems sleeping, but when you're at church, you have no problem sleeping.
所以你在睡觉的时候，其实你跟彼得、雅各、约翰是 buddy buddy.
So just remember, when you're dozing off, when you should be praying, you are just being buddies, just like Peter and the rest.
我们都是在什么里面？ 肉体里头。
We are still all in the flesh.
每一次来到属灵的征战，你就会发现我们的肉体极其软弱。
And every time when you come to spiritual battle, you'll discover that our physical body is so weak.
所以保罗就说了。
So that's why Paul said.
我们平常要干嘛？
What do we need to do in our daily lives?
攻克己身，叫身服我。Buffet my body. Buffet.
To make strength in my body.
所以这个操练是平常的事情，不是到打仗的时候你才来操练，平常就要操练。
So this is training for every day, not when the battle comes.
所以这八个字读起来很容易，时时警醒，常常祈求，我们都会都说没问题的。
So these eight words, even though it seems simple, keep alert all times and pray often in the weekend, so it's no problem, we can do it.
你去实行的时候你会发现不是那么容易，非常艰难呢。
When it really comes down to it, when you need to do it, it's really hard.
对不对？吃吃喝喝这个很容易啊。
It's really easy to drink and eat.
但是要警醒祷告可不容易啊。
However, it's very hard to be alert and prayful.
所以
and pray.
你不要小看这八个字，这个八个字是平常就要操练的。
So do not look lightly upon these eight words. This is something that you need to be training for every single day.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们所在的是一个非常关键的时刻。
So today we are at a time of very we are at a really critical time.
我们必须警醒，不要睡，不要在灵里面睡觉。
We must be alert and do not fall asleep in the spirit.
让我们警醒，知道到底现在发生什么事。
May we be alert and know what's going on today.
然后祷告。
And then pray.
不单单你个人需要祷告。
Not only do you pray on your own.
在这个时间你需要的是与那清心祷告主的人一同祷告。
But in this important time, critical time, you need to pray with those, with others as well.
因为自己祷告常常力量有限。
Because when you pray by on your own, your spirit, your strength is limited.
你需要跟基督徒一起来祷告。
You need to pray with other Christians.
所以，在这个时间，我们不可以不参加。教会性的祷告。
So in this time we cannot stay away. We should not stay away from congregational prayers.
你不要告诉我你很忙。
Do not tell me that you're very busy.
你不要告诉我任何的 excuse.
Do not give me any excuses.
在所有聚会中，在今天这个时代。
In all the gatherings in today's time.
在今天这个危机的时候。
In this critical time.
最重要的不是听讲道。
The most important thing is not to sitting there and listening to messages.
最重要的是什么？
What is most important is.
是祷告的聚会
and to attend a prayerful meeting to be a meeting of prayers
对一定要与基督徒其他的基督徒一起来祷告因为太艰难了
you must pray together with other Christians because it's very difficult
否则的话我们过不去这个日子越来越难
otherwise we have no way to get by because the days will only get harder
愿主祝福我们今天听的这段道
May the Lord bless his message today.
因为这篇道是跟我们的背题有关
Because this has everything to do with our rapture.
我希望每一个基督徒都很清楚
I pray that every Christian has a clear idea of this.
我们祷告
Let's have a prayer.
主我们来到你的面前
Lord we come before you.
我们知道你来的日子非常的近
We know that your return is very close.
主啊我们看到